You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Land of the Good Groove on 95BFM.
Thank you. Everybody, come on and put your hand together. Come on, come on, everybody, come on, come on. It's been a real groovy day and a great evening, and here, let's bring on with a big hand, Mr. Otis Redding. Thank you so much. This is another one of mine. Something we like to do for everybody. Love Cry. This next song is a song that a girl took away from me. A good friend of mine. This girl, she just took this song, but I'm still gonna do it anyway.
Give you
to me. What I need, babe. Give it to me. Give it to me. Suck it to me. Suck it to me, mama. Suck it to me. Respect it. Thank you so much. All right, now, we'd like for you to kind of, we're going to slow it down this time and sing a soulful number.
Right, I'm not going to play the soulful number. I just thought he was going to say, this is the love crowd. That was Otis Redding playing the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967. He's backed by Booker T and the MGs, and sadly the guitarist from Booker T and the MGs, Steve Cropper, just died 84, but he's a big part of the Memphis soul sound, so I thought I'd focus on the Memphis soul sound today. He was sort of band leader, even though the session band was called Booker T and the MGs as an identity, because it was organ based. He was really the band leader in the sense of being the studio producer, though I think it's a situation where a lot of the band had a bit of input, but he has production credits, Steve Cropper, and songwriting credits with some of the great Stax songs like Dock of the Bay and The Midnight Hour. And he's a player in, as I said, the Booker T and the MGs, and Otis, those live tracks, which were, what was it, Shake and Respect. They're both of those tracks are from Monterey, and the backing band is Booker T and the MGs, and they're going particularly fast that night because they were racing against the curfew to play as many songs as possible, which is sort of one of the exciting things about soul music, is they usually speed it up on stage. We also heard a couple of live tracks, I think, from Paris, also 1967. Both those concerts were 1967. We heard Eddie Floyd, Raise Your Hand. That's a Steve Cropper's one of the writers there, along with Eddie Floyd. And Sam and Dave with You Don't Know Like I Know. Usually Steve Cropper was in the band for those Stax sessions. Anyway, who cares? I won't credit anymore. Oh, there were a couple of tracks. One, Heads or Tails, which is credited sometimes to the Marquees, sometimes Booker T and the MGs, and of course Green Onions. We all know who did that. So I'm actually doing a couple of DJ spots tomorrow on Saturday. I'm out Clevedon Hallertau from 1 to 3 and then 5 to 8 at Smith's in Matakana. And we're with Sam and Dave after just in a minute's time or so.
Land of the Good Groove on 95 BFM.
G'day, Vera here. I'm just sitting here on the wall thinking about all that I've seen at Verona over the years. First kisses, wild nights, and my fair share of mochaccinos, Dal. Ugh, I've been a fly on the wall for all of it. Buzzer, yay.
Verona Cafe and Bar, 169 K Road, where it's always been. Check out what's happening on Instagram at verona.kroad, or just pop in for a drink and a pizza and make some memories. Verona Cafe and Bar, the heart of Karangahape Road since 92.
Handsome Tours, Laneway Presents and 95BFM are thrilled to be presenting Pulp, making their grand return to Aotearoa to perform live at Spark Arena in February 2026. Of their critically acclaimed new album, More, Jarvis and his spectacular band are sure to deliver a stellar show of new hits and old favourites. Pulp, live 2026 at Spark Arena, Saturday, February 21st. Get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
It doesn't matter if you get up at Sparrow's Fart, Rooster's Crow, Brunch O'Clock, Noontide, Golden Hour, or even Witching Hour. You'll always rise and shine with an 8:30 start.
8:30 Coffee, roasting delicious specialty coffee right here in Auckland.
So get a bag or 10 of 8:30 beans today and taste it for yourself. Plus, get a special discount by using discount code 95BFM.
830 Coffee Roasters. Check them out today at 830.com.
The Raise Everything are putting on a massive all-ages show at Big Fan this December to celebrate their debut EP, Glass Souls, with co-headliner Roy Irwin, who's back in full force. A full noise EP celebration will be had. Erase Everything and Roy Irwin will be backed by opening acts, including Cindy, Crying Ivy, and Young Baptist. Erase Everything and Roy Irwin at Big Fan, Saturday, December 13th. Tickets from Under the Radar.
95BFM is pleased as punch to present Left Field. The cutting-edge British dance duo return to New Zealand and take the stage in the Power Station. Continuing their 35th anniversary tour, the pioneering electronic pair will hit our shores in March for an unforgettable show. Left Field, the Power Station. Sunday, March 1st. Tickets on sale from Wednesday, December 10th from Ticketmaster.
It's for dancing.
Land of the Good Groove.
Yes, going on with a couple more tracks from Stax Records. One of the biggest was Soul Man, Sam and Dave, and there's an improvisation in it by one of the singers saying, "Play it, Steve." And it was on, I don't know, third or fourth take, but it was the take that was used, so it's quite funny to have the singer saying that to the guitarist, but that's life and it's good.
Don't worry. sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Right, that was the big hit from Otis Redding that he had after he died at the end of 67, and that song was a co-write with Steve Cropper, who had to finish off all the partially laid down tracks that Redding recorded just prior to his death. He had actually had a voice operation, and then he had to I think he had to stay quiet for 30 days or something, and then he had about quite a large number of days in the studio, I'm not sure, a week or two at least, and he demoed about 30 songs. Some of them, I guess, were more than demo quality, but they've certainly all come out and been released since. So I thought I would play some of these tracks, because I'm a big fan of the posthumous recordings released of Otis Redding, and particularly the two albums, Immortal and Love Man. I just realised I brought the Love Man that I bought in the late 60s, or when did it come out? Did it come out? It must have been about 69 or something, a couple of years after his death. So it's the one I had as a teenager, so I hope it's going to sound all right. Let's go with the track then. What have I got lined up? I'm a Changed Man. Once again, it's a co-write, Steve Cropper and Otis Redding.
Sing it, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't call mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you place your ad with me? Boys will come a dime half a dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, cause mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. Some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by for loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm so hot to hell and I yes I am.
My baby that I've ever known. Of all the girls that I have made, you are the one girl that I can't forget. Listen, we had our time now, good and bad now. I can't forget them, and I sure ain't gonna forget them. Remember side street where we used to meet, making love nobody but you and me. Champagne. You're gonna get. Champagne and wine, but it's gonna be just as long, girl, as you see about me. I'm gonna be knocking on your door. I want the same love that I had before. Listen.
Right, that was a bunch of songs off the two of the posthumous albums by Otis Redding, Immortal and Love Man. They're two albums that I think are underrated, and I'm a big fan of them. And a lot of the songs were co-writes between Steve Cropper and Otis Redding. Steve Cropper being the guitarist in Booker T and the MGs, probably seen by most people in the Blues Brothers movie, where he was a tall, a long-haired guitarist in the Blues Brothers band. Sadly, he passed away this week, but had a long, very fruitful life. He died 84. And yes, that's tracks I played included I'm a Changed Man, Groove in Time, Champagne and Wine, Direct Me, a selection of songs that most of them he wrote just shortly before his death, but they were some of them were just demos and intended for the singer Arthur Connolly to do as well as Redding. But of course, once he died, the songs were all going to come out under the name Otis Redding. Yes, what have we got? We've got room for a song or two any minute now.
Land of the Good Groove. Tune!
So, what kind of stuff do you like?
I'm really into something independent that can satisfy the mainstream and the nerds. Kind of eclectic, but like in a chill way. Like your uncle would like it, but also your cool younger niece.
So, McLeod's then?
Yeah.
McLeod's Brewery tastes as good as it sounds. Based in Waipu, Northland, and family-owned, McLeod's proudly delivers quality brews with a selection of year-round, seasonal, and small-batch beers. Head to mcleods.co.nz to order yours today.
An iconic pairing you didn't know your summer needed. Homebrew at the Coral Glen Tavern. Have a mean-ass start to the year by catching one of Aotearoa's most beloved hip-hop groups performed live at a legendary good old Kiwi pub in the Coromandel with special guest Moko Mokai.
Cause I'm an alcoholic and I know.
Homebrew, live at the Coral Glen Tavern, January 4th. Tickets on sale now at livenation.co.nz.
It's all connected.
What's all connected? Where did you get all this string?
Okay, so Tom Scott collaborated with Mara TK, who worked with Troy Kingy, who had an album produced by Delaney Davidson, who's also worked with Marlon Williams, and...
You've been reading Audio Culture.
Yeah!
Plunge into Aotearoa's musical history with Audio Culture, the number one repository of hard facts, tall tales, insider info, and lovingly researched editorial on NZ music. Audio Culture Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Audioculture.co.nz.
Banished music and strange news are taking over in March 2026 for an autumn show series to end all show serieses. Happening across the month in multiple venues, Strange Universe Autumn Edition features an eye-popping lineup including
Ty Siegel,
Schmurz,
The Bats,
Deria Yildirim and Grup Shimshik, Les Big Bird, and more to be announced.
Strange Universe Autumn Edition, March 2026. Tickets for all shows available now via Banished Music.
Tune! Tune!
95 BFM, Land of the Good Groove.
I'll just go with one more. Steve Cropper and Otis Redding co-write and Steve Cropper production. Let's do it now. And oh, by the way, I've got two gigs on Saturday, Clevedon Hallertau, 1 to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Smith's in Matakana. Whoa. Otis.
Still you came to see me day by day, but now I miss you all the time. No heart can be as sad as mine. Ain't nobody's fault but mine.
thought I done did it. I made a big mistake, y'all. I did something wrong to her. Nobody fault but mine. And ain't nobody fault but mine. I did the wrong thing to the girl. Somebody help me now.
Right, that was another Otis Redding track from one of his posthumous albums. That was Immortal, and production work, guitar playing, and co-songwriter Steve Cropper, who sadly passed away. That's the end of my tribute there. And unfortunately, just another brief tribute, not my format, the Screaming Memes, but Michael O'Neill, the guitarist, passed away. And even though... The Memes were not exactly soul funk. They were certainly a dance group, and people had a lot of fun and enjoyed life muchly on the dance floors with the Memes. This is Sunday Boys, one of their many hit singles. See y'all.
Good Groove on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.